This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here on Hope 103.2, it's well known that on The Breakfast Show, we can be loose cannons. A little bit wild, a little bit outlandish. But in fairness, not one time have I ever thought to myself I'm going to solo ride in a boat around the globe, around Antarctica, around Australia, because that sounds quite scary and daunting. But the lady joining us right now, Lisa Blair, is about to do that around Australia. Top of the morning to you, Lisa.
Morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, listen, excited for this trip. Now, just to bring people up to speed, you attempted this around Antarctica, which is where your boat got demasted and things got very serious, right?
Yeah. I was sailing solo around Antarctica and 72 days in, suffered a demasting, which was, basically shoved me into a life or death situation.
Well, how does that play out? Antarctica, I don't assume that there's many water taxis rolling around there.
It's just self-help.
So a demasting is a big deal. So this, your mast snaps off your boat, falls into the water, right?
Yes.
What do you do then?
Yeah. Basically, it's like a 22-meter-long spear, so you have to separate it from the boat before it's had a chance to pierce the boat and sink the boat. So it's effectively a race against the clock in atrocious conditions, freezing conditions in the middle of the night. And it took me about 4 hours of crawling around the deck on my hands and knees, trying not to get washed overboard, trying to separate the mast from the boat. And then I built a new mast using my boom, which is another section of the boat, and I stepped that into a new mast and then motor sailed my way to South Africa.
Is there a moment in this where, Lisa, you say to yourself, why did I choose to do this again?
Yeah, there's definitely a few. It's kind of one of those things that you always plan for that you hope you never have to experience. And unfortunately for me, in that moment in time, I had to actually go through the experience. But it was something that I had considered as a potential failure of equipment. And, it was just super disheartening that I had to go through it. But I was very, very fortunate to actually walk away with my life and my boat at the end of it.
Now, flip the switch. We've gone from polar bears and penguins to crocodiles and great white sharks because you're going to attempt to do this around Australia.
Yeah. So when I got back from Antarctica, I decided that wasn't quite enough for me, so I'm going to head off on another world record. So I'm setting off this Saturday to sail solo, non-stop and unassisted around Australia, Sydney to Sydney circumnavigation, and I aim to become the first woman in history to do it and the fastest sort of single-hull sailing boat to do it as well.
So obviously when you're doing something like this, you've got to have a regular pattern and routine. What a day-to-day that look like for you as you do this?
Well, I mean, it's a little subjective to the conditions at the time, but generally speaking, I'm having to navigate and I'm having to be the watch keeper, making sure that I'm not running aground or into traffic or anything else as well. So my general routine is eat, sleep, sail. So I'm sleeping 20-minute little naps, so I'm getting micro sleeps effectively the whole way around Australia. The trip should take about 6 weeks, so that's 6 weeks of 20-minute little naps. And then when I'm not napping, I'm only trying to get up to do the sails, to tend to the boat, or to have a hot meal. And the rest of the time, I'm just trying to sleep those little naps because you just can't get enough rest out there.
What do those little meals look like?
You would think I would have some exciting food to look forward to after all those nights of no sleep. But unfortunately for me, it's all your very fun freeze-dried food, similar to astronaut food. You just add a cup of boiling water to a pouch of dried goods, mix it up and let it sit for 20 minutes, and voila, dinner is served.
That, in fairness, sounds good for about 2 days, but you got 6 weeks of this.
Yeah, so I take a lot of different sauces to just try and kind of mix up the flavours.
I don't think there's enough sauces on earth to dress that up 5.5 weeks in. Hey, that sounds... Listen, it sounds like an incredible experience. For many of us, though, bedtime, right? We lie in bed, we read a book, we toss and turn, and then, you know, maybe 20 minutes later, we're falling asleep. But how do you go out and have a nap in 20 minutes and then be back up again?
Yeah, I think the difference is that generally it takes about 2 days to adjust to that kind of sleep cycle. And what's happening in that time is you're just getting more and more tired. So you have to get to a certain level of fatigue before your body will allow you to just sort of slip straight into that sleep instantaneously and then pop straight out of it when you need to. And, all those moments when your alarm's going off after 20 minutes and all you really want to do is just lay there and not get up, you kind of got to balance it against the risk of, okay, well, I could nap a little bit longer and potentially run aground. So that's sort of a bit of a motivator to get out of bed.
Yeah, it would be a giant motivator. Okay. So, I mean, obviously there's icebergs around Antarctica. What's going to be the most dangerous and challenging stretch of this circumnavigation of Australia?
Well, you've got the Southern Ocean, which is where I'll be sailing from Western Australia around the bottom of Tasmania and then back up to Sydney. So that's notorious for really large storms, big swells, cold conditions. But for me, I'm fairly comfortable with that section of the ocean after all of my sailing around Antarctica. So for me, the trickiest section is going to be when I'm cutting in through the Great Barrier Reef up around Rain Island and then sailing up through the Great Barrier Reef around the Torres Strait Islands at the top. And it's just some super tricky navigation. There's lots of traffic. And, the risk is just quite great for me to make a mistake and run aground or something along those lines.
Unbelievable, Lisa. Listen, we're all excited. I know that you've got a film coming out soon, The Ice Maiden. When can we expect to see that?
Yeah, we don't have a release date yet, but it will be out soon. We're aiming for early next year.
Brilliant. Well, Lisa, it's rare that I ever say this on The Breakfast Show, but you might be slightly madder than I am. A heck of a lot more courageous. We're really excited to see you circumnavigate Australia solo.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can touch base when I'm out sea.
Go get 'em.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.